My name is Trina Thiele and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for Anthony Gormley's One Another project. The date today is the 6th of October 2009 and the time is 10:15 PM. Could you please give me your name, age and where you're from?
It's Theodore Stevenson Hill and I'm 17 and I'm from a town called Dorridge, which is just south of Birmingham.
And how are you today?
I'm okay. I was all right up until about an hour ago and now it's all kicking in. So not too great, but it should be fun. It should be good.
Which... How did you find out about the project?
Well, initially, it was actually I was talking to my friend and we saw it on the internet and we thought it was quite a cool thing. And I applied quite a while ago. And if I'm quite honest, didn't forget about it, but never considered that I'd actually get on it or anything. So just put it to the back of my mind. And then one morning, woke up, had an email, you've been selected, et cetera, et cetera. It was quite quick, but very exciting.
And why did you decide to take part?
Just sort of my family, my dad in particular, has always been very interested in art and especially sculpture. And I really, really enjoy the idea of being part of something that's really going to be cemented in history and really part of a huge art project. It's really gonna I just something that I can tell people and something that I can reflect on back in my life.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a part? You were selected rather.
Well, at first I didn't grasp the size of it. I knew that it was a yearly thing that was always done, not this project, but sort of different modern art on the fourth plinth. And I'd known about it, and I've watched the website and been on Sky Arts, but I never really grasped the size and the actual meaning and things behind what you do on the plinth until at least the last couple of weeks. Before, I was very excited for it, but hadn't properly got my head around it, but it's very, very excited now, very apprehensive and nervous though.
Why are you so nervous?
I don't know, it's all everyone at home's watching and one person tells another person and everyone sort of, I don't know, lots of people do lots of crazy and different things. I'm being a bit I don't know, boring. I'm eating a bit of Weetabix, you know, but I don't know, it's a big thing. It's not something you do every day. It's not something that most people in the country will do. So I've got to make the most of the hour I have up there. And it's quite a big weight to have upon my shoulders.
And what is it you're doing up there exactly?
Well, I'm a bit of a Weetabix freak. I like to eat about, I have about 12 a day, 6 in the morning and then 6 when I get home, which is quite big. And a lot of my friends and my family know me for this. So I'm having a bowl of Weetabix when I get up there. Hopefully... just admiring the view, and then in all my neon rave gear, a bit of a dance, a bit of a chat, and hopefully if I have the megaphone and things, maybe a bit of Simon Says, a few games and a bit of chatting with the crowd. It should be good. It's a really nice evening, so hopefully just see how things go with the flow.
Are you taking any props up
there? Yeah, sort of my bowl and all my Weetabix, and then I've got a nice laminated piece of paper that Helen laminated for me that I can write on with board pen, a big jumper in case it gets a bit cooler, and this Tibetan flag that a man gave me as I walked into the office, which is quite interesting. So yes, I think I'll put that hanging out my back pocket.
And who's Helen?
Helen's the secretary at my college. Wonderful, wonderful woman. Absolutely wonderful. She was very excited and she went out of her way today to make me that, even though bless her, she's hurt her tooth and half her face swollen up slightly. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this because it might annoy her slightly. But it's okay. I love you, Helen.
Why is she such a wonderful woman?
Oh, she just is. She's just Helen. You talk to anyone about Helen and everyone will just, oh, it's Helen. Everyone loves Helen.
And are you at college? What are you studying?
At the moment, I'm doing maths, ICT and geography. And last year I did physics as well, but I couldn't really get my head around it fully. And for what I want to do at university, I decided those three choices to go on and do hopefully international business management somewhere around Manchester, where my brother's where my brother lived and where he went to university. And I just love it there. It's really quite an amazing place. I try to as much as possible. My brother has a flat, so I always go and see him and his girlfriend Nat. And my family go up a lot, and I go up by myself. And it's such a good atmosphere and such a nice place. I think the neon stuff that I'm wearing and what I'm going to be doing up there is a bit more reminiscent of Manchester probably than Birmingham around there. But it's all good. I love it there. It's such a good place. I don't know, every time I go out in Manchester, the lights are on, the nightlife's going, everyone's out and about, everyone's friendly, and it's all very feel-good. And I like to think the bright colours of feel-good bring a smile to people's faces and makes you feel better inside.
So what do you usually get up to when you visit Manchester?
We drink a lot, eat a lot. And we do odd little things. It might be sort of going for a bike ride, or going to cinema, or just lounging about, or even things as fun as going to IKEA, which is a personal favourite of mine. I just love IKEA. It's just amazing. It's a brilliant shop. But we do all kinds of things. I love my brother. He's brilliant. It's good.
Have you got any other brothers or sisters?
No, it's just me and Jack, and yeah, just the two of us and my parents, Paulie and Steve.
How old is your
brother? He's 26, and he'll be 27 next July. So there's a larger age difference between us, 9 years, but I've always thought that was a much better thing, and we've always gotten really well because of it, I think. So it's nice. Apart from when we were younger and we had issues with the bed covers and him zipping me in the bed sheets, but it was all... it's all in good fun, a bit of banter.
Why do you think the age gap is a good thing?
Because I think we're much closer friends and we can relate to each other much more. And he moved away sort of when I was a bit younger, so it's always been exciting to go and see him, and he's always looked after me, and I've always known that I can count on him whenever I need to. And sort of my brother makes me into a lot of what I am today. I really look up to him, and he's very much what I'd like to be when I'm older. He's really an amazing person.
What does he do then?
He's a patent attorney, so it's he writes patents and sort of a lawyer of patents and things like that. Which he did physics at university, which is quite his job's quite an out of there. I'd never heard of it, my parents have never heard of it. And he seems to enjoy it, seems to be very interesting, so sometimes. Yeah, international business management. I really like the idea of leading a group of people and sort of managing a business. I've always thought of myself as being quite entrepreneurial since I was younger, and I just really feel I'd be quite good in a position of power, and I'd do well by a company or by a group of people.
And would you like to go to Manchester then?
Oh, definitely. For the nightlife, for the university, the buildings are amazing too. The architecture is spectacular, but just it's not far away from home either, which is easy for my parents. But everything there, I just love the place, really. A bit different.
What makes you say you're entrepreneurial? When did you discover that?
Ever since I was younger, me and my friends, especially my friend Dom, we always seem to have some kind of different business going, different company names, sometimes not doing much, sometimes sort of cleaning cars or anything to make a little bit of money here and there, and just spending our afternoons doing geeky little things, which was quite strange. But it's just always been a fancy of mine. I'd quite like to be the CEO of a big company, and it'd be exciting. I'd like, there's a kind of adrenaline rush because it's a bit of a risk in there, but it's big reward, which is nice. I don't know, I'm very much into my cars, so I don't know, something to do with, because Solihull, Dorridge is by Solihull, and that's where Land Rovers are produced. That's the Land Rover factory, and all Jaguar and Land Rover and Rover and Mini and everything was around where we live. My mum's dad was in the automotive business, and so possibly something to do with that, or possibly ICT systems, or I don't know, something, some kind of huge company. Richard Branson is a very sort of, he's probably the biggest and most famous. He's a spectacular man, he's done very, very well for himself and has really expanded his brand everywhere throughout the world. It's crazy, really is crazy.
What is it about cars that you like so much?
I don't know, the look, the speed, the sound. I, for my 18th birthday, I've asked my parents for a track day, and I could quite want me and my mom to get a new car between us, and something, I don't know, I've always, since I've been young, had one of those electric cars that everyone used to get in at Toys R Us and drive around the aisles in. I had one of those, and I'd always ask to take the post down because I could get in the car and drive down the road to the post box. It's sort of less than 1 mile an hour, but it made me so happy, and I just love being behind the machine and just together, and it's really, the adrenaline, I really love it, it's super.
What other interests or passions perhaps do you have?
Not so much recently, but I've always liked to run, and I like to go out a lot, me and my friends. Liz, my best friend, we always go out, have a bit of a laugh, and then there's Socia and Lee and everyone, and we always go out. It might just be down into town or into Birmingham or something, or even just staying in, but we always seem to have a lot of them, just a bit of banter and chatting about and messing about. I'm quite an old man actually. I quite like National Trust houses and nice sunsets and quite strange, what kind of boring but quite spectacular looking things. I think my parents and my brother have really, I'm quite old-fashioned in my values and things, so I really, that kind of thing interests me, and that's what I like to sort of live by, the idea.
You said you're quite old-fashioned in your values?
Yeah, it's, I don't know if that's the right term of phrase, but I like manners, and I like to know everyone, and if I go out and if I'm walking and anyone walks past, it's always say hello, say your thank yous, and it quite gets on my nerves when people don't, because I don't say thank you or just decent things. But I always feel that it should, something that is slightly being lost within the country, but I always feel that not everyone, not all youth people are yobbish or anything like that, and I don't see why we should lose things like that, that really make everyone together and happy. And I don't know, I'd quite like to go back to the 1940s, if I'm honest. It seemed like quite an interesting time. It all seemed very good.
What is it particularly about the 1940s that you like?
I don't know, everyone went out wearing suits and big dresses, and the cars were huge, and it was such an occasion. Everything was an occasion, and I suppose you only see one side of it, because obviously there was the war and things, but everything just looked, especially places like New York and on Broadway and the lights, and everything seemed much more simple and clean cut. Everyone was decent to one another, and possibly because of the war and things like that, worked together and felt more together as a country and as a group of people.
And going back to your hour on the plinth, mm-hmm. You said you're going to do various things. We've got the flag now.
Yeah. I don't know, I wanted to do something that was a bit representative of the people from around where I live, my friends, and something that represents me, a bit crazy. I generally just love Weetabix, so I had a bit of that. And there's a lot of neon-y parties and going out and bright colours and stuff that makes people happy. And just generally, I'm quite going to make a fool out of myself on the plinth, and that's going to be fun. Everyone's going to be watching and laughing, but who cares? It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, so might as well do it. It makes me me.
What is it about Weetabix that you like so much?
Oh, don't get me started. Well, I don't have it with warm milk, I don't have it with sugar. I have it plain with cold milk and just a glass of water. And I don't know, always my mum's always brought me up, I've always had that, just water, nothing else. And I don't know, it's quite crazy. I really, really could just eat Weetabix and drink water, and it's good for you. Keeps you regular.
You said you eat it twice a day?
Oh, yeah. Two portions of six. So, quite excessive. It's quite bad.
Do you eat anything else as well?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have lunch, and I have a... If we ever go out, if we go to hotels, I'll probably have a fry up and things. But I do get withdrawal symptoms, which my mum knows about. And so there's always got to be a pint of milk and a box of Weetabix in the cupboard.
What sort of withdrawal symptoms?
Oh, if I'm honest, I get quite moody. I become quite the arse. And generally just not a happy chappy. And oh, if there's no Weetabix, I'm not a happy boy. Oh no, more recently, it's something, a little thing I always look forward to when I get back from college. It's because it's cold, it's refreshing, and it's fun. But it's tasty and it's nice. I just sit down, watch Top Gear, eat a bowl of Weetabix, and that's what I do for half an hour when I get home. Maybe if I like the episode of Top Gear, we'll extend it to an hour, depending how long it's on Dave for. Well, I hope that I just have a fun time, and I hope that it's good. And I'm not worried about making a prat of myself or anything like that, but I don't want to be boring. I don't want to be, I don't want to just be something that people think, oh, why did he go on there? Why did I even bother going on, looking on the website or watching it? But hopefully not. It should be fun, and whatever I do, hopefully it'll just... My friends should enjoy it, which should be good. And it's, like I said, it's part of history, and it's good for me, and it's exciting for me. I'm really looking forward to it.
Why are you worried about people thinking you're boring?
I don't know, because there's been, I would say so many people, but there's been lots of people on before me, this being the penultimate week. So I think it's hard to be original when everyone else has done things. And I suppose, I don't know, I'm not afraid of being boring, but I suppose you can just blend into the background and just be another plinther rather than one of those ones that everyone thinks, oh, I remember when. But all my friends will remember, which will be nice. And it should be good, and it'll be in the archives and things, and, well, who knows, maybe I'll be remembered. We'll just have to wait and see what happens when I get up there.
And you said your friends here?
Oh, yeah, I brought, there's Jamie and Hannah, and then there's Sophia and Liz, and, Jamie and Hannah have travelled from St Albans, and Sophia and Liz have come with me from my town in Solihull, and I love them all very much. And my parents have also come. They're in quite a nice hotel. We're in quite a dodgy hotel with quite a moody receptionist. So they've all come, and then all my really good friends and amazing people at home who are watching on the internet and on the TV and sending me text messages, and people really love them. Especially my friend Matt, bless him. Not a fan of the garlic cheese, but I'm a fan of Matt, so that'll do. Just generally everyone, it's really nice. Everyone's been really good, sending me good luck texts and being very, really nice and supportive. It really makes you feel good to know that people are behind you.
What was that about the garlic cheese?
Oh, don't ask me about it. I just got a text. Ask Matt about it. Matt, you tell them about the garlic cheese. I don't want to even talk about the garlic cheese. Oh, dear.
I want to know about the garlic cheese.
You want to know about the garlic cheese. I knew you'd want to know about the garlic cheese. He likes garlic cheese. His parents bought him garlic cheese, and I don't like garlic cheese. And he decided that it was a time to call me and tell me that he had garlic cheese. But I'll be having words with him on the plinth. I'll call him on the plinth and tell him that it needs to be in the bin. It needs to go.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
My family are the closest thing to me. If anything happened to them, I don't know what I'd do. I absolutely love them to bits. And all my friends are absolutely spectacular. And I love everyone. On sixth form are amazing, all my teachers, and I love just all the people in my life are spectacular, and they're the most important thing to me. Sort of college and work is important, just maintaining values and just being whoever you are, being the person you are and people liking you for you who you are, and just generally getting on with life and making sure everything makes you happy and smiling all the time. I think I'm probably doing it for my dad most, because he's really into his sculptures and into his art, and I don't know, sort of it's really nice for him, and I really hope I make him proud up there. It's good.
On that note, we have to stop here, but thank you very much.
That's okay.